something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild.
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Made for everybody.
I guess that's me. Yo, 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 yo.
Good morning, Yeezy.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Today's Wednesday, right? No, today's Tuesday. Come on.
Today's Wednesday.
Well, you got to get it up. Pause. Come on. All right, there it goes. Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, today is Wednesday, hump day. Good morning, guys.
Hey, I was so tired yesterday. I was staying up to watch The Last OG. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing a lot of traveling, staying up late all the time. So I was struggling to stay awake. I sent out this tweet last night. Mm-hmm. I looked at it this morning. I was like, what was I talking about?
What tweet did you send out?
Well, I said I was staying up to watch The Last OG and to watch Cardi B be the first ever co-host on Jimmy Fallon.
Did you see any of it? No.
Well, Cardi B comes on Monday.
I was just tired. What the heck was wrong with you?
Oh, I was so tired. I felt like I was drunk or something, and I was just sitting at home trying to stay up. But I did stay up to watch The Last OG, and it was really funny. I'm excited because the show is in Brooklyn, where I'm from. Tracy Morgan's in it. He's finally back on TV. Tiffany Haddish is in it. Cedric the Entertainer's in it.
So it's pretty good.
Yeah, it was really funny.
I'll watch it tonight.
Malik Yoba's in the first episode.
Okay. I'll watch it tonight. I pretty much just been just like you. I've been flying all over the place. I was tired. My body caught up with me last night. I went to sleep at 6 o'clock. I woke up this morning at 4 a.m.
All right.
Knocked out the whole day.
I wish I would have went to bed at 6. I was sitting up all night trying to stay awake. I don't know what's wrong
with me. My kids were jumping on me. I didn't even know anything that was going on. I was knocked out. Sometimes you need that. Sometimes your body just needs to just go down and just relax for a little bit, and that was my time yesterday.
And then I woke up this morning when I was watching the news. So many crazy things happened yesterday. YouTube, mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that in front page news.
Yeah, that was
the
pretty sad.
YouTube, that's crazy.
All right, we'll talk about that and more. Charlamagne's here. What up, Charlamagne?
What's happening? I've been late every day this week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you sure have.
Hey, just trying to be consistent.
Since last week.
Just trying to be consistent. Not since last week, stop it. I'm just trying to be consistent.
You're doing good at it.
That's all. I've been late every day this week. Just trying to be consistent. That's
all.
Good.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
How much money is Migos making off Stir Fry already? I be seeing that in commercials now.
I'm sure a whole lot.
Movie trailers
I'm
already.
I'm sure a whole lot.
It's early for that.
Them and the Neptunes. Well, Pharrell. Pharrell produced it. But let's get in some front page news. Now, let's talk about what happened at YouTube yesterday.
Yes, there was a woman who actually posted a bizarre online manifesto. She was angry at YouTube. And yesterday, she opened fire at the company's Northern California headquarters. 3 people were wounded, and she ended up killing herself. This was at the campus in San Bruno. It all started about 12:45 p.m. That's when she went there, and she started shooting. The victims were 2 women, and a 36-year-old man. They are now recovering, and the man is listed in critical condition. Now, here's some of what she had posted on her website.
I'm being discriminated and filtered on YouTube. They age-restricted my ab workout video, a video that has nothing bad in it, nothing sensual. I contacted support team, and they also said the same thing. There are some inappropriate things in your video. Many singers like Nicki Minaj and many others have sensual scenes, so inappropriate for children to watch, don't get age-restricted. But my videos get age-restricted.
She had a workout video?
So Nasim Agdam was saying that other people's videos aren't getting restricted, but for some reason her videos are getting restricted.
So she shot up YouTube because her videos were getting restricted?
Yeah. Right, because of censorship. She also was complaining that she wasn't making enough money off of YouTube ads by her content. She only got 10 cents for pages that got 300,000 views, according to her.
Some of y'all give the internet way too much power over your
lives. Goodness gracious.
There's no way in hell I'm going to go kill people and then lose my own life because YouTube is restricting my videos. Why didn't she go up to YouTube headquarters and ask to speak to somebody? ask to talk to somebody and figure out why her videos are getting restricted?
That would have been too easy.
She claimed that she had a workout tutorial.
Yeah, workout video, yeah.
She said she posted it. It was unfairly censored because she said of her beliefs. So some people in some reports are saying that she did know at least one of the victims. Other people are saying right now they cannot confirm that she knew any of them or that there was any relationship there.
Sheesh. All right, well, what's going on?
Is that a mental health issue? That would have to be
yes,
some type of mental health
issue. That is a mental
like,
health
something got to be wrong
yes,
with her, right?
Absolutely.
Now, don't get me wrong. I know a lot of people who seem to be sane who let the internet and social media take over their lives. But that's a tad bit over the edge, I would think.
A little bit, yeah.
You know?
Now, let's talk about Spotify.
Yes, Spotify trading has begun. And one of the big winners so far in this Spotify trading is a Chinese social media and entertainment firm called Tencent. And, of course, Sony. They're two of the music streaming platform's biggest backers. Tencent holds a 7.5% stake in Spotify. How much do you think that ended up being worth yesterday?
How much?
You got to guess.
I don't know. $30 million?
$30 billion.
Oh. Damn.
Actually, Spotify's worth $30 billion. Their stake, is at $2 billion.
$2 billion.
Yeah, $2 billion is how much they're saying that stake is now valued at. That's a lot of money.
It is.
So I don't know what that's going to mean for Spotify or what's going to happen now, but labels are trying to figure out when to sell and how they should share their profits.
All right,
and today is the 50-year anniversary.
MLK 50.
Yes, of Martin Luther King
Jr.'s
assassination.
Come get my shirt.
Okay, you have a We Are Selma.
You know what I mean?
Sweatshirt
MLK
on.
Leading the march in Selma. Mm-hmm. All right? 50 years since he was murdered.
Assassinated.
A lot of people are in Memphis. They went there starting yesterday. Reverend Jesse Jackson Jr. was there. Other mm-hmm. Chicagoans were there as well. And a lot of people are drawn to the Lorraine Motel, which is where King was assassinated on April 4th in 1968.
Wow. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or a bad morning and you want to vent, or maybe you want to spread some positivity. Whatever it may be, 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Tiffany from Atlanta.
Tiffany from the A. What's up, mama? Good morning.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys. Okay, first of all, I want everyone to follow me on Instagram. It is AUTHENTIC underscore and the number 4. Okay.
I like your style. You're focused.
Now, why are you calling us this morning, mama?
To shout out her Instagram.
I'm just feeling really good today. It's a great day in the A. I love everybody.
That's what I'm talking about.
Did you wake and bake this morning?
No, I didn't. I'm just happy.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for being happy, baby. I'm happy that you're happy.
What's your question? Go ahead, mama.
Okay. As far as streaming, if I listen to a song, but I don't listen to the whole song, does that count for the artist?
I think you have to listen a minute and 30. That's how it is on radio. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's at least a minute 30.
Okay, because I don't be liking to listen to the whole song sometimes. All right, I just wanted to know that.
Listen to a minute 30. Get an artist some money.
Why do you care?
Chandelier.
It's Chandler, man.
I know, I'm just messing with you, Chandler. What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
First off, Charlamagne, you got to set an example and be at work on time, man. Come on, man.
Well, listen, I've been late every day since Monday, so I'm just trying to be consistent. Why start being on time this week? Next week, I got you.
Though. Okay, I respect that.
You can't respect that.
Respect consistency.
No.
But I want to apologize to all three of you guys because I was doubting the shy, and I just got hip to it 2 days ago. I'm on episode 7, and oh, my God.
Oh, man, so you get to watch the whole entire season at once.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes. Oh, man, when he seen his girl at that cookout with another cornball dude.
All right. There's people out there, I'm sure, that might not have seen it yet.
Well, that's on them now at this point.
I'm going to tell you what else I think is going to be good, too. I only seen one episode so far, but I think The Last OG is going to be good, too.
Oh, we was talking about that this morning.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I fell asleep.
It was pretty humorous last night.
Fred!
Good morning, Queen, God, DJ Envy. This Fred from Milwaukee checking in with ya.
What's happening, Fred? How are you?
Now, Fred, I just...
Good morning.
How old are you, Fred?
Welcome. I'm 37, sir.
And you live with your mom, Fred?
Yeah, you know I got put out of my house. And the same guy that left my family because she wouldn't stop gambling, sir, at Potawatomi. That was back in November when I started calling y'all. Yes, sir.
Okay, now you mad because it snowed and you had to shovel your mom's snow and you mad about that, Fred?
I'm pissed off not because they woke me up at 4 o'clock this morning. My daddy told me, boy, before everybody else in the neighborhood get up and start walking on the sidewalk, you need to shovel before somebody try to fall and they try to sue us.
Wait a minute. You still live with your mom and daddy, Fred?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I left my family because my girl wouldn't stop gambling. I'm trying to get my ish back together.
Did you leave them or did you get put out?
Did you hear him?
Oh, okay.
I left. Because I wasn't going to allow her to keep gambling, and she wasn't going to stop. So I felt it was the best thing for me to do before I do something stupid. I left.
I'm not mad at that. Sometimes you got to take a step back to take a step forward. I'm not mad at that.
But you better not be mad when you got to shovel that snow.
Yes, I got to have that same energy. Yes, sir. But I was pissed off this morning. And my second thing is, just last week, I put my winter clothes up and brung my whole clothes out, and I still can't wear them.
So what, you got your little shorts out now?
Yeah, I got my whole clothes ready to go.
Oh, man.
My goodness.
Well, not ready yet. You better layer up.
Not ready yet. I love y'all. Y'all welcome back to Revolt. Y'all keep doing what y'all thing. I love y'all. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
All right, brother. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, what's up, DJ Envy? This is Anthony from Baltimore, man.
What's up, Anthony? Get it off your chest.
Hey, I'm calling to do a little bit of hating this morning, man.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Charlamagne been back on his late stuff lately, and I was late yesterday for work. My boss called me 2 times to see where I was at.
How late were you, man? Charlamagne, you got to get to work on time, man. How late were you yesterday?
Me being late to work don't got nothing to do with you being late to work. I don't know why you even trying to make that correlation.
That's why I said I'm doing a little bit of hating, man.
Now, you didn't answer my question. How late were you yesterday?
Oh, about 3 hours.
Come on now.
You know, if I was late 3 hours, there'd be no show,
be
right?
It should be over.
You do realize that, right?
No show for my you. Goodness.
Hello,
Jesus,
who's this?
Christ.
Hello?
Hey, what's your name, bro?
D.
Yeah, you want
to
be anonymous.
That sounds like a fake name to me.
Now, what's the matter, D? Tell us why you're mad.
I'm mad because I have to go to a police academy every Monday through Friday and deal with some, I'm not going to say racist, but I have to deal with some prejudice-ass people that you can see that it just spews out of them by mistake. I've tried, like, calling them out on it and letting them know that the way that they're, because I'm from a certain area that it's urban. There's a lot of urban people.
It's black. Don't say urban. I hate that word, urban. Say black.
Yeah, but this is the word that they use, I'm telling you.
They don't know urban. No better.
Yeah, exactly. So I have to bite my tongue a lot because I'm still in the police academy. Like, I can't really say anything because I have no rank. So if I was to say something, they'll find any excuse to go ahead and try to get rid of me. So I'm, like, right now it's like a struggle within, like, I really don't know what to do. I've talked to a few people. I've vented so much time. So many times to so many people that is like, all right, now what can I do to make this right? Because this is like everybody that I see is like there. I was born and raised in a project, and I'm going in to try to make a difference, and to see that I'm outnumbered like 10-1 right now, it's insane. Like I feel.
But you know, all it ever takes is one though. So don't feel bad when you feel like the odds are against you, because all it really takes is one to make a difference.
You're absolutely right, but it's like I would like somebody to help back me, but it seems like either everybody just doesn't want to, because I mean it's true. At some point I just want to make my money and leave.
Bruh, but you know who's backing you?
Who?
God. Let me tell you something. This is my daily affirmation today. This is dead serious. April 4th. Fight the good fight. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. That's Isaiah 54:17. Keep praying, keep believing, keep singing songs of praise, keep fighting the good fight. If you do that, God promises to bring you out with the victory. You hear me?
There you go.
Do you hear me?
Hello, who's this?
Antonio.
Hey, Antonio, get it off your chest.
Hey, somebody here, Ray J on the line. Tell him to get the booty goes off out.
What happened?
What he did to Emily.
Oh, to Fab. I didn't hear what you said. Yeah, we are going to talk about Fab in the rumor report this morning and what he could be facing in prison for this alleged domestic violence.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Rumors on the way. I guess we're talking about Fab and rumors?
Absolutely.
All right. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk fabulous.
Spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Fabulous is facing up to 10 years in prison. That's one count of third-degree aggravated assault and one count of making terroristic threats in the third degree. So, according to the complaint, they're saying that Fab punched Emily B in the head 7 times, causing severe damage to her 2 front teeth that were later medically removed. He also texted her and said that he would hit her in the head with a baseball bat. That's when she sent her father and brother to the home that they shared to remove 2 handguns he had in the house. And that's when you see the video footage of him arriving to the home and screaming to her father that he has a bullet with his name on it.
Has Fab released a statement yet? Is he denying any of these claims?
The only thing he did was on Snapchat, he said sometimes it is best to just be quiet and let God show people.
Well, when he goes to court, it's going to be interesting what God shows people, because I'm sure if there is evidence, all this evidence will be presented. So if he is indeed guilty of this allegation, he should just come clean now.
Right, if Emily has those text messages.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're definitely going to have pictures. Exactly.
There's witnesses that have witnessed abuse. The children, mm-hmm. I'm sure you could hear them screaming from inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of this is going to be proven soon, and he is due in court.
That's why, I guess we can only judge Fab right now based off what we saw in that video. And in that video, he looked like a damn fool. Simply because if Emily called the father and brother to come get the guns out the house because she feared for her life, the last thing you should do is come over and threaten to shoot the father.
All right, now congratulations to Cardi B. She is making history yet again. Monday night, she will be the first ever co-host of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. So she'll be promoting her album, Invasion of Privacy, which comes out on Friday. And after she performs, she's also going to stick around and help interview the guests. They haven't announced who those guests are going to be yet, but it's going to be her third appearance on The Tonight Show. So congratulations.
Her third?
Yeah, this third time.
I only seen her on that once. Drop on the clues bombs for Cardi B.
Yeah, shout out to Cardi B. She released a new record last night, too.
Yeah, Drip featuring the Migos.
We got to get that.
I'm going to get it on in a mix.
Listen, you know we on the payroll.
Don't start that.
Why can't we feed into the rumors on social media?
Because people are really believing.
So what? What they believe? Yes, we're on Cardi's payroll. Drop on the clues bombs for Cardi B. She pays us absolutely no attention. Okay?
All right. All right, Black China. You all saw the drama that happened when she was at Six Flags and she got into the argument with the woman that touched her daughter Dream on the hand, and then she started swinging the stroller around, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys saw that video footage?
Yep.
Well, it turns out she was supposed to be doing some type of deal and collaboration with that stroller company. They have since said they are cutting ties with her.
It was a pink Lamborghini.
Yeah, it was a little pink Lamborghini stroller.
Pink Lamborghini just to race with China. That was a pink Lamborghini she was
wearing. Look at the Lamborghini stroller.
Pull up the video.
It looks like a car. It's a stroller that looks like a car.
It is. Look.
All right, now a rep for the company Mommy says that her latest actions make it impossible to move forward with their business relationship. They said, we cannot excuse that sort of reaction and behavior, particularly in a family resort around children.
That stroller is mad sturdy, though. She threw it didn't break, it still was able to roll. That's a good stroller, though.
By the way, I don't like that. The reason I don't like that, because what if she was walking around that park and it was somebody that was trying to commit a mass shooting and she grabbed that pink stroller and tried to use it as a weapon to protect herself?
Well, that's not what it was.
But still, though, like you wouldn't cut ties with her then.
You can't just create a scenario.
But so don't cut ties with her now. If she felt like her child was in danger and she was protecting her child and she used the scroll as a weapon. What's
wrong
with that?
Now, let's be clear. I don't think her child was in danger.
Not at that time.
She thought it was.
No, because the woman had actually walked away already.
They walked away from each other.
She followed her.
Listen,
and
allegedly.
It happened 15 minutes later, the altercation. You can see video footage.
I'm not going to tell somebody how to react to how they feel their kid was... threatened to whatever.
And you can't tell a company who to do business with and who not to.
You don't have kids, so you don't understand. So what I'm basically saying is...
You don't have a stroller company.
What?
I'm saying that you can't tell the stroller company...
That stroller's sturdy. That's all I want
to
say.
You can't tell the stroller company to continue to do business with somebody if they choose not to. They don't want to. They don't have to.
That is very true.
So that's it.
But I'm simply saying that there's nothing wrong with her using that scroller as a weapon if she felt like that lady was threatening her child.
All right. Well, now she doesn't have that endorsement collaboration anymore.
Toys R Us is closed. Where can I find that stroller? That stroller is...
It's called Mommy.
Mommy, I'm going to buy that stroller today.
All right, Dave Chappelle is being sued by a man who threw a banana peel at him. Now, the man threw the banana peel at Dave Chappelle during a performance back in 2015 in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And now he's saying in his lawsuit, the bodyguard or the presumed bodyguard actually came and struck him twice.
He should have.
As he was being restrained. He said there was no racial motivation when he threw a banana peel at him. But he was angered by something that Dave Chappelle said during the show. So now he faces faced charges of battery and disturbing the peace. Dave Chappelle decided not to pursue that case. So now he is saying that he was assaulted.
No, you can't do that. You can't throw something at me and then my bodyguard do what they're supposed to do and then you sue me.
Well, I'm glad that guy who threw that banana doesn't have an endorsement with a banana company. Because it would be Chiquita, he'd be out the window right
now.
Chiquita would definitely cut ties with this man.
There you have it. Now there's a lawsuit.
This guy's a jerk, man.
I mean, people don't got to do business if they don't want to. It's just what it is.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
This guy's a jerk. All right. When we come back, we have your rumor report. What are we talking about in rumors? Front page news.
We'll be talking about what happened at YouTube, and that is in Northern California. Really unfortunate
situation.
Sad. One person dead, 3 people injured.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, boy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in front page news. Let's talk YouTube.
Yes. Nasim Agdam is a 38-year-old woman who was armed with a handgun when she went to the YouTube campus in San Bruno. This was yesterday around 1 p.m., and she started shooting. Now, the people who got shot were 2 women who were ages 32 and 37 and 32 and 27 and a 36-year-old man. They are recovering. The man is in critical condition. Now, cops haven't released all the details about what happened, but what we do know is that Nasim was having some issues with what she said was YouTube censoring her and trying to silence her voice. Here is what she had posted.
I'm being discriminated and filtered on YouTube. They age restricted my ab workout video, a video that has nothing bad in it, nothing sensual. I contacted support team and they also said the same thing. There are some inappropriate things in your video. Many singers like Nicki Minaj and many others have sensual scenes, so inappropriate for children to watch, don't get age restricted. But my videos get age restricted.
That's so crazy.
So she shot up YouTube because YouTube was restricting her videos?
Yeah, she feels like other people put up videos and they don't get restricted. Nicki Minaj, Miley Cyrus. Now, she also complained that she wasn't making enough money off of YouTube ads. And she said she only got 10 cents for pages that got 300,000 views. So they have, of course, since scrubbed and deleted her account. Her Instagram page also got deleted as well. She had posted, they want you to be their slaves and not think outside the box they designed for you. Your knowledge is their enemy.
You know, this is why you can't be going back and forth with people on social media. Because it's really people on social media that got some severe mental issues.
That is crazy.
Either that or y'all put way too much stock in this internet online thing. All right? Just because YouTube restricted your videos, you're going to go shoot up YouTube? How about going down to YouTube headquarters and ask them why they keep restricting your videos? Don't just start shooting.
Yeah, that's
now, Agdam
crazy.
Died at the scene. She did shoot herself.
Jesus Christ.
So when cops arrived, she already
Yeah, other platforms than YouTube. She could have went to another platform, right?
I'm sure she could have.
You know,
by the way,
up.
if you really cared about YouTube, you'd have did what all these other kids are doing nowadays and shooting themselves on YouTube Live.
No.
If you really cared about your views and your likes and your retweets and all that.
Well, not that one either.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. Now, Snapchat has also added a group video chat. They're trying to generate some positive buzz about their services. A lot of people have actually dumped Snapchat after some issues that happened with Rihanna, and I'm sure you guys all saw that. And
Khaled don't even rock with Snapchat.
The group video chat will allow up to 16 people to talk over each other at one time with their filters and effects available during that conversation.
Is Khaled still on Snapchat? Serious question. I don't know. I don't have Snapchat.
I don't have it either.
I barely have ever used my Snapchat.
Yeah.
All right. And Spotify trading has begun. Now, what's going to happen with these Spotify shares? Are these labels going to divide up the proceeds with artists? And once those stock sales are made, Warner Music Group hasn't commented on the issue, but Sony recently said in a statement, Sony Music and The Orchard are committed to sharing with their artists and distributed labels any net gain they may realize from a sale of Sony Music's equity stake in Spotify. This is consistent with our previously announced policy of sharing breakage and equity proceeds from digital catalog licenses with our artists and distributed labels. So there you have it.
Somebody's making a lot of money, huh?
Well, yeah, and Spotify, let's be clear, is worth, they're saying right now, $30 billion. That's wow. The value once they started trading.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, 800-585-1051, let's talk Blac Chyna. Now, if you haven't heard, Blac Chyna got into an incident at Six Flags Great Adventure.
And it just cost her an endorsement.
Yeah, it cost an endorsement with this stroller company. Now, we're asking 800-585-1051, do you think Blac Chyna overreacted? That is the question. Now, allegedly, the nanny was pushing the baby, and a young lady touched the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the young lady approached Blac Chyna and asked Blac Chyna if she was upset because we have audio. Yeah. Let's play the audio.
I seen Blac Chyna's children, not knowing that these were her children because her nanny was pushing her children. So when she walks the baby towards me, I'm thinking that this is a mother giving me permission to interact with her child. So I touched the baby simply like this. Mm-mm. And I'm like, oh, you're cute. The lady smiled. She walked off. Blac Chyna followed behind her, and she said, don't touch the kid, bro.
Don't put your hands on my kids. You can say my kids are cute verbally, but you don't got no business touching my children whatsoever. All of these pedophiles and molesters out here and just dirty, nasty people, don't touch my kids.
All right, we're asking, did she overreact? 800-585-1051, because the incident didn't happen there. It happened 15 minutes later. So we're asking, could she have just let it go and just walk away, or did she overreact? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was G-Eazy, No Limit. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking Blac Chyna. If you don't know what's going on, Blac Chyna was at Six Flags Great Adventure. She was with her two kids. And allegedly, some young girl came up and touched one of her kids. Now, this is what the young girl said happened next.
I seen Blac Chyna's children, not knowing that these were her children because her nanny was pushing her children. So when she walks the baby towards me, I'm thinking that this is a mother giving me permission to interact with her child. So I touched the baby simply like this. And I'm like, oh, you're cute. The lady smiled. She walked off. Blac Chyna followed behind her. And she said, don't touch the kid, bro.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, did Blac Chyna overreact?
Well, what happened after Blac Chyna told her don't touch the kids, bro?
Well, that's completely unclear, but according to reports, they're saying that the girl called Blac Chyna a hood rat, but there was also some fighting that took place where her boyfriend actually swung on the young lady and the young lady's friend.
Huh?
Yeah, her boyfriend, YBN Almighty J, he got involved in the scuffle and started swinging on the girls.
Well, I don't think Blac Chyna overreacted simply because I don't know what made this young lady feel entitled to touch somebody else's kids. You can't use the excuse, she was coming towards me with the stroller, so I felt like she was giving me permission. That's like me saying, this young lady was walking towards me, so I felt like she was giving me permission to grab her ass. No! Don't touch my kids. Don't violate my space. And you can't tell someone how to react to their kids. I don't know what this young lady really did to Blac Chyna's kids, but for Blac Chyna to react the way she did, something had to happen. And people turn up over their children. That's the way nature is. Women, females, female animals, they go hard for their children. So something clearly happened. We know that. So
well, I think that the woman, when she did it, it wasn't in a malicious way. It wasn't like she tried to snatch her child.
Don't matter.
I'm just telling you what, according to her account, if this is
don't
true.
Don't touch my kids.
Can I finish? According to what she said was that she just touched her hand and said, oh, she's so cute. Now, I've touched other people's kids who I don't know, and no one's ever attacked me or threw a stroller at me.
You're going to touch the wrong person's children.
You know, and I think that if it wasn't done in a malicious way, I think it's fine to be like, of course you don't want somebody touching your kid and be like, hey, I prefer if you don't touch my child. But I don't think that the child was in danger. I do believe that starting a fight in front of your kids actually does put your child in danger.
Let the record show, because we have to say this, Angelique does not have kids. Envy, you got five.
Yes, I have five
I got
kids.
Two.
Right.
How would you feel if some random person person touched your child, especially in the face or something.
I mean, it would be a problem.
She said it was her hand.
I don't care.
I don't want anybody touching my kids at all. And with weirdos and crazy people out there today, I don't want somebody to give my kids a disease. Anthrax. I'm serious. I'm very funny about anybody touching my kids.
Okay, so but you think that starting a fight in front of your children is not also putting them at risk?
It all depends what happened. Now, if the incident happened, let's say, per se, the lady came up to me and said, hey, I touched your kids. I have a problem. And I come back and I'm like, yeah, I have a problem with you touching my kids. And they say, F you. Just me being me, I'm going to start because this is my kids and I'm being protected.
Well, let's say what happened, allegedly. What happened was she touched the hand.
Right.
Black China said, don't touch my kids, bro. Mm-hmm. And she called Black China a hood rat.
Right.
That's enough to get something started, especially if you already hot that this girl touched my kids.
Well, let's see what the people think.
Okay. Tierra, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you think Black China overreacted?
No, I do not think she overreacted. As a mother, if you find out that anything has happened to your child, whether it's now or later on, in natural instinct, your reaction is to protect them. Children can do no harm and they're innocent. And as an adult, common sense, you want to touch a dog, so why would you just go up to someone's baby and touch them?
That's a good point.
All right,
people
thank you.
You think
dogs.
That dog gonna bite the hell
all
out of
no
you?
Problem.
And you know, it's funny, when people come up to me and ask to take pictures, like with their kids,
yeah.
I get permission. Do you want me to pick them up? Like, tell me what you want me to do. You want me to pick up your kid? Okay, I'll hold your kid.
Oh, by the way, I was at, when I took these kids to the Universal Soul Circus last week, I took plenty of pictures with kids. I didn't post none of them. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I ain't asked the parents, because I wouldn't want nobody doing that to my children.
I would never post a picture with somebody else's kids now. Brandon.
Hey, what's good, DJ Envy?
What's up? Now, you think Black China, you think she did overreact?
She did. She definitely was in business that she wasn't even involved in. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have kids?
Yeah, he has a 2-year-old.
I definitely do. I got a 2-year-old and one on the way, May 1st.
And so if somebody walked up to your child and touched them, you wouldn't have a problem with it?
You know, I would, but that's me. The lady kind of walked towards her. I mean, if she was the lady who talked about it was like, you know, acting like it was all cool and stuff. And then old girl came behind him and was like, nah, don't do that. Don't do that. And that wasn't right to me. I feel like it was business.
Well, that was her daughter. That is her business. That is her business. But 800-585-1051, what do you think?
This came out my vagina. How is this not my business?
Right now. You had a vagina? Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rich the Kid with New Freezer. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking Black China. Now, we're asking 800-585-1051, do you think Black China overreacted? She was at Six Flags Great Adventure, and somebody touched her kid, her child. And this is what the lady who touched her child had to say.
I seen Black China's children, not knowing that these were her children because her nanny was pushing her children. So when she walks the baby towards me, I'm thinking that this is a mother giving me permission to interact with her child. So I touched the baby simply like this. And I'm like, oh, you're cute. The lady smiled. She walked off. Black China followed behind her. And she said, don't touch the kid, bro.
So do you think she overreacted?
No. I'm going to tell you a story, too. I remember taking my daughter to track practice, and when she pulled up to track practice, my wife had just did her hair, so she had, like, a pink scarf on,
uh-huh.
And all the little girls on her track team came and touched her hair. And I went crazy. I'm like, do not touch her hair, especially a bunch of little white girls. Do not touch all her right.
I don't know if that's the same situation.
Okay.
That's the same
and then
thing.
I told the parents.
That's
the same thing.
No, I don't want nobody touching my kids.
Yeah,
so
but
did you swing on the kids?
Those are classmates.
I don't care. Especially a black girl's hair.
All I know is that
her classmate. That's no different. Like, the girls touch Logan's hair because he got braids.
Don't
touch his hair. No, those are classmates.
That's different.
Swing on them and swing strollers at
them. I don't want people touching my kids' hair. You're going to see when you get kids, you.
Lolisa.
Yes.
Hey, you think she overreacted?
I really think she did. I do have a 2-year-old, mm-hmm. and I've had people approach us in the grocery store or other places, and because he has a head full of curly hair, people will touch his hair, or sometimes they'll touch his hand and they'll say, oh, he's so cute. But I just think it's really overreacting as a parent.
Nah.
Well, you better than me.
Wait, let her finish.
We have to choose our battles when it comes to our children, and if you're not really putting my child in harm's way, I'm not going to bring it to you.
See, the only problem is like the flu. You know how the flu was just dangerous, killing people? I could have the flu touching your child.
I know how dangerous the flu is. I work in a hospital. Some things you just can't overreact like that on.
Fine to be upset, but to start a whole entire fight is a lot.
Let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
If somebody touched your hair and you asked them not to do it, and then they said, shut up, hood rat, in the grocery store.
Well, that's different.
Well, thank you, Mama. That could allegedly happen.
I'm just saying.
If I ask you not to do something to my child and you respond in a negative way, then...
But that's what happened in the Black China situation.
Thank you, Mama. Ty, did she overreact?
No, she did not overreact.
Why not?
The reason I say that is because I have a child myself. And if I turn around and I see you touching my child, I'm just going to flip out. I don't care what you're doing. And I'm going to ask questions later. Like, that's just how it is. That's how a mama bear does.
That's it.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Alfonso Rodriguez.
Alfonso, you think she overreacted?
Yeah, she definitely overreacted. All she had to do was say what she was going to have to say, and that's it. But she didn't have to go follow her around and do whatever she did, and go and traumatize her baby. And by the way, I think Rob Kardashian set her up so he didn't have to pay as much child support.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, it's clearly a big hole missing from the story, though. After China said what she said, we don't know what that girl said. We don't know what that girl did after that. We don't know how she responded. Allegedly, she responded saying, calling Black China a hood rat.
See, I'm from a place where I watch TV all day and I see too many sickos. I see people sending people packages that blow up, people sending people anthrax, people giving each other the flu. Ooh. And y'all can sit there and joke and laugh, but I'm serious about my kids.
Let me ask you this, though, but do you guys think that sometimes, like, do you want to get into a fight in front of your kids? Something could happen. What if she threw the stroller and then the stroller hit your kid or something like that happens? You don't think about, like, something happening to your kids when you get into
I don't want nobody touching my kids.
Yeah, I'm the same.
And by the way, mother bears go hard for sure. But think about it as a man, right? You with your daughter, and you see a grown man touch your daughter's cheek. All you thinking is pedophile. All you thinking is sicko. Keep your freaking hands to yourself.
You know, you guys think Guy is very nice. Touch one of my kids.
Man,
you'll see a different side of her. I mean, it's the truth. Like, you don't play with our kids.
You grew up in Virginia, so you probably saw people raise dogs, right?
I grew up in New York and Queens, but I went to school in Virginia.
Yeah. You knew people down there that raised dogs. You was involved with the whole Mike Vick scheme, right?
I was not involved in the whole Mike
Vick
scheme.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, you see when they're like, it could be the nicest dog can have puppies.
Right.
Come near those puppies.
Right. The dog reacts.
What?
Vicious.
What?
Now, what's the moral of the story?
Don't touch other people's kids without permission. Don't touch other people's kids without permission. Period.
All right.
Who do you think you are? How entitled do you got to be to walk up to somebody else's child and touch them?
All right.
I don't think people should touch people's kids, but I also don't feel like escalating situations when your kids are around. That's just what I would think.
No, don't touch my child. It won't be no escalation.
All right. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Safari. They have arrested two people in connection with that robbery. I didn't realize people were saying that they didn't believe he got robbed at all.
Who said that?
People were saying that on social media. A lot of people said it to me yesterday, like, hey, Safari didn't make up that whole situation.
Oh, hell no.
I didn't know people thought that.
Hell no. All right, we'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
That was a classic tune just now.
Yeah, Gold Digger. Let's talk Tammy Roman.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, congratulations to Tammy Roman. She has snagged a deal, and that deal is with Tidal. Here's what she had to say when she announced her Bonnet Chronicles series.
Bonnet Chronicles is on Tidal. Listen, I would throw up the rock, but I'm holding the phone, so I only could do half of it. But Bonnet Chronicles is on Tidal, and I'm so excited for you guys to check me out. And I want you to see what my producing partner, Ernest Dukes, and I have put together with some amazing actors, Tiffany Black, Ray Grady, and Kenny Knox.
I'm excited about that. Bombs for Tammy Roman.
That's dope.
Smart pickup for Tidal. I'd like to see how they up the production level of Bonnet Chronicles.
And shout out to my guy Ernest as well, who's working with her on that. I'll actually be with Tammy Roman in Chicago this weekend. We'll be there for the Black Women's Expo. So
okay. We're
going to be out there. I'll be there on Sunday. All right. Now, MAC has introduced an Aaliyah-inspired collection. It's going to come out this summer. Now, people were talking about this potential collection, and everybody got so excited, all the Aaliyah super fans everywhere. So they said, you made it happen. Inspired by your loyalty and love, the 90s glam Aaliyah from MAC collection is coming soon. Aaliyah lives on in a makeup collection influenced by her groundbreaking work in music and film. That's going to be dope. I'm going to make sure I go and pick that up this summer.
Okay.
All right, and support that. All right, Black Panther is about to pass Titanic and become the number 3 highest earning movie in the United States.
What was number one?
Hold on, let me get there for you. Once Black Panther passes there, they have to still beat Avatar, and then they still have to beat Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
I'll drop on a clues bomb for Black Panther, damn it.
Y'all seen Avatar?
Yes.
You seen Avatar?
Avatar's great.
I ain't seen Avatar.
I didn't see Star Wars, The Force Awakens either.
I didn't see Star Wars
Avatar
either.
Is amazing.
I did, however, see Titanic.
I did see Titanic, too. I didn't see Avatar either.
Avatar is a great, phenomenal film.
All right, so right now, Black Panther is the number four movie ever in the United States. So pretty soon, in about $6.8 million more, it will pass Titanic. Have that new number three spot, and then after that, it's got to beat Avatar and then The Force Awakens.
Titanic was trash, man.
No, Titanic was good.
Yeah, Titanic was trash. No. They celebrated that movie because there was a bunch of white people dying in it. That's all.
No, it was a good movie.
Trash movie.
All right, now Safari.
We've had plenty of Titanics, all the slave ships that sink.
His armed robbery suspects have been captured. He says that $183,000.
All three of them were captured? I just thought
Two of them were captured. Oh. Law enforcement says two men that were suspected of robbing Safari at gunpoint were busted. Cops did chase them down over the George Washington Bridge from Jersey into New York. They were in hot pursuit after that robbery in Fort Lee, New Jersey. They followed them, and at one point, the suspects did crash their car, and then they ran on foot. That's when Jonathan Ricketts and Sean Harewood were captured. They were about 12 blocks apart. And according to Safari, he said two guys ran up on him with guns and took everything. So that's what they know so far. They said three people did run out of the truck, and those two were the ones who were captured.
Yeah, so many people kept telling me I should give Safari Donkey of the Day yesterday, and all I kept thinking to myself was, I can't wait until y'all get robbed. I can't wait until y'all get a gun put to your head. I can't wait until someone makes you lay on the ground. That man is traumatized. He might be in an interview 2 years from now, start thinking about that situation and start crying. So I don't give a damn that he went to go do an interview after that. By the way, when stuff like that happens, your adrenaline is so high that you're just going to continue about your day, but eventually it's going to hit you.
It's going to catch up with
happen.
You. Absolutely. I'm glad they caught the two guys. I hope they catch the third one, too.
All right. Well, yeah, I hope they do as well. And, you know, everybody was writing that they thought that he made this whole situation up. People were asking me, do you think Safari really got robbed? Of course. He was not going to make up a story like that and be so traumatized by it. Mm-mm. Some people were wondering, why would he come and do an interview?
Nah, he was hurt by it. He was definitely hurt. He was upset and scared to death.
All that's letting me know is that we live in the era of boys and girls who are crying wolf. You know, everybody's clout chasing, everybody's trolling, so people don't know what's real or what's not anymore.
All right, well, here's what Safari had to say when he was on Angie Martinez as far as whether or not he's going to cooperate with the police.
And what is your stance on, like, you know, some people be like, you don't go to police or whatever.
Listen, man, I'm a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
You put a gun to my face, you took my, I'm not doing all that nonsense. You did it. I'm not no kid. Street code, street rules, what's that going to do? It gets you killed. It's not going to do nothing for me. Like, the law is the law. I'm a good dude. I don't go out here setting people up. I don't do none of that nonsense. You know what I'm saying? So, you the one who did it, you shouldn't have did it.
Officer, it was him.
Yeah, Safari ain't ever claimed to be no gangster. Safari ain't ever claimed to be no street guy. You know what I'm saying? He's a civilian out here trying to make a living off subpar rapping and fur coats. So let that man go out there and, you know,
you was
tell
over there
people,
grabbing that money, hunted on this.
What that got to do with anything?
You know, you thought the song was hot, you said.
I said it's okay. I didn't say it was hot.
I like
it. Is it subpar or is it good?
His rapping is subpar. The song is okay. And what that got to do with him throwing money? I was picking up them hundreds. I don't have nothing to do with nothing.
That wasn't hundreds. That was dollars.
Dollars.
You added it up, it added up to what?
$237.
There you go.
All right. Hundreds. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
Shout out to Safari. All right, Charlamagne.
Yes.
We give it a donkey, too.
Donkey of the day is going to a young woman named Nassim Aghdam. Did I pronounce her right, Knight? Nassim Algorithm. The girl who shot up YouTube.
All right.
She need to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her.
All right, we'll get that on next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm gonna fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was gonna be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, April 4th goes to Nassim Aghdam. She is the 38-year-old woman who, armed with a handgun, walked onto YouTube's campus yesterday and started busting. All right, she shot three people. Thank God all of them are alive. All of them are alive, right? I think they are. And then she shot herself in the chest. Now, that's a damn shame. No place in America is safe from mass shootings. Okay, we have seen them in movie theaters. We've seen them in schools. We've seen them in churches. Now we see them on the campuses of YouTube. There's truly no place in America that is safe from a potential mass shooting. And as someone who already has bad anxiety, all this does is make me want to stay home. Okay, I hate large crowds at this point in my life. If I am somewhere and it's a large crowd, all I can think about is that it's only a matter of time before a random act of terrorism happens, okay? Because let's be clear, it doesn't matter the race or the religious background of a shooter. Whenever you commit a mass shooting on American soil, foreigner or not, you are a terrorist committing an act of terrorism. Okay, for more details on this shooting, let's go to NBC News for the report.
The attacker that has been identified as the woman that came here and opened fire on YouTube has been identified as a woman that was making YouTube videos. It was her father that told authorities, warning them that she hated the company, and the family, before this shooting happened, reached out to authorities asking them to check on her before this shooting took place.
The shots rang out just before 1 p.m. Tuesday. Three people shot, two women and a man who was the most seriously injured. Police identified the shooter as 39-year-old Nasima Akdam. Police telling NBC News Akdam may have been angry at the video sharing site, claiming that YouTube discriminated and filtered her content. Akdam had a large YouTube presence with multiple channels, from animal rights activism to bizarre musical parodies. Authorities believe Akdam took her own life as police closed in. They say she used a 9mm handgun in the attack.
Now, Nasim, okay, committing this mass shooting is enough to get her donkey of the day, but do you hear her alleged motivation? That's what's sealing the deal on this hee-haw for me. See, Nasim allegedly was upset that YouTube was censoring her videos but not censoring the videos of Miley Cyrus and Nicki Minaj. I wish I was making this up right now, okay? Mm-hmm. On Nasim's website, she proudly calls herself a female vegan bodybuilder and an animal rights activist. She boasted about humane living on her website. Nasim, I don't know if you can hear me where you are, because I don't know if the Breakfast Club is syndicated in the afterlife, but there's nothing humane about committing a mass shooting, okay? In fact, that is what we call inhumane. You know, the opposite of humane. Anyway, you can go on her YouTube and watch videos of things she has produced and posted. In one, she edits herself dancing alongside herself in a black and white outfit and a cow head mask. Oh, that's some compelling content right there. All right, that'll get you the views you're looking for. She also did an interview with the LA Times at a protest. The protest was at Camp Pendleton, where Marines were using pigs in training for treatment of battlefield wounds. Nasim said in that interview, "For me, animal rights equals human rights. Just because they can't talk doesn't mean we should take advantage of them." It amazes me how one minute someone can be all about humane living on social media and can fight for the rights of pigs, can make statements like, "For me, animal rights equals human rights. Just because they can't talk doesn't mean we should take advantage of them." But then you take a handgun on YouTube campus and take advantage of all those innocent, unarmed human beings. But the motive, what made this young lady snap, was because she felt like YouTube was censoring her words? Can we hear a word from Nasim's mouth in which she complains about her content being discriminated and filtered on YouTube? Can we hear that, please?
I'm being discriminated and filtered on YouTube. And if you go and check my videos, you see that my new videos hardly get views. And my old videos that used to get many views stopped getting views. They age-restricted my ab workout video, a video that has nothing bad in it, nothing sensual. I contacted support team, and they also said the same thing. There are some inappropriate things in your video. Many singers like Nicki Minaj, Miley, and many others who have sensual scenes don't get age restricted, but my workout video gets age restricted.
This is why you can't go back and forth with people on social media, because it really is some sick, deranged, mentally ill people online. And when you argue with fools on social media, people from a distance can't tell who's mentally ill. That has to be the only logical reasoning, that this woman has to be mentally ill. Because I refuse to think people care about the internet and these social sites that much. This young lady was 38 years old. She's not even a kid. Okay, for you to be that invested in the internet, in a social site, that you would take a handgun down to YouTube and shoot people because they were censoring your videos. Why are you pulling up on YouTube like rappers used to pull up on record labels in the 90s? Even in the 90s, when rappers were disgruntled about their deals, they might have pulled up to the label with a gun or two, but they never shot an executive. Not that I know of. Have you ever heard of an executive being shot?
Mm-mm. I haven't heard of that.
Nah.
Nasim, why not? Why didn't you just go to YouTube and ask to speak to someone? Ask why your videos are being censored and other videos aren't. Did you even attempt to go to YouTube Help Center? I really hope it comes out that this young lady, her whole life, was suffering from some kind of mental illness. Because if we have jumped the shark that much when it comes to this internet thing, it is time for everybody to unplug. Okay, disconnect from the internet to reconnect with reality. Please give Nasim Akdam, Nasim Algorithm, the biggest hee-haw, please. What's up with America, man? Seriously, all jokes aside, what's going on here?
I don't know.
Like, do you care about a social site that much? You care because your views went down? You care because your videos are being censored? You gonna actually go shoot up YouTube because of that?
Mm-mm-mm.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. Up next, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can call Yee right now. She'll
help you
out with all
your problems.
Or any kind
of advice. Ask somebody asking me right now online about quitting her job for another job. Should she go back to work after her interview at the other job at 1?
Or any type of advice. Call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. I should say this is Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Russell Raymond Reed.
Russell, what's your question for Yee?
I got a couple artists here in my city, you know, that's trying to get into the entertainment industry as far as singing and music.
What's
and
your city?
Louisville, Kentucky, home of Ali.
All right, shout out to Louisville, Kentucky.
I've been in the corporate world. You know, I've been doing my little entrepreneurship in the city. But I was trying to take my entertainment, well, not my entertainment, but my business background and try to get a couple artists and get into this entertainment industry. I feel like, you know, I can take my experience and switch over. So I was trying to see, like, is that a good look? Or should I stay where I'm at? You know, what's the opportunity?
Well, this is my recommendation. You really believe in your artists and that they can do big things.
Right.
Are you willing to invest time and money into your artists? Because you can still have your day job and devote all your extra time to working on this music business thing.
Well, see, I got a little more than the day job. Like, I've been corporate. I got real estate. I do taxes. Like, I've been doing a whole more than just a 9 to 5.
Okay,
like,
so you hustle.
Man, yes. You know, I do everything I can to feed the family, but I feel like I want to switch over and add to it. You know, along with the AAU, I got the sports thing going with the kids. So I just want to kind of put everything in the one bucket and go full-fledged into the entertainment, you know, and try to get some real money instead of some, you know, play
well,
money.
I just want to give you a couple of pieces of advice. Number one, it's not like it's going to pay off immediately. That's a really rare situation when you can put all your eggs in that one bucket, and it's going to pay off right away. Because that doesn't happen like that. So it is going to be a long grind. You're going to have to be really patient. There's a lot of variables here. You're dealing with other people, and whether or not they're going to work as hard as you work, whether or not you're going to get the support that you intend to get, whether or not you have to invest all your money into them. You have to be really ready, willing, and able to do all of those things. I don't recommend giving up all your other streams of income, but maybe sacrificing certain things that you're not passionate about and making sure that you have those streams of income, because you're going to need that to fund this situation you're trying to do. Is it a label situation? Is it a production? What are you trying to do?
I mean, the main thing I want to do is bump shoulders with the right people, you know. Louisville, Kentucky is not really a big city. I mean, we get a couple concerts here lately going on, but I need to travel and get out in the mainstream, the mainstream, and get to, you know, let people know what I didn't build for myself.
All right. Well, I just want to recommend you keep those other streams of income, some of them coming in, so that you can fund what it is that you need to do and come up with a plan. You know, I don't even know if you know for sure exactly what it is. It can't just be bumping shoulders with the right people. You have to have a plan of where you want to be. Also, with these artists, make sure you have contracts with them. You don't ever want to put out money and time and effort into people and not have them under contract. Do you have contracts?
Yes, I have contracts written up, because what I want to do is...
Are they signed?
Them. No, they're not signed. I just got them ready.
All right, so make sure before you start investing all this time and money that you have some type of contract, because you would hate to put some time and money into these artists and you have nothing, you know, for them, and then they go and sign somewhere else.
Right, and see, that's the thing. So, like, I got an artist that can sing and rap, but then I got a guy that can do beat. And so I'm trying to put both of them together. But as far as the details of the contract on how do I, like, so say I got an artist and he got, like, 20 beats, right? And I'm trying to get 10 of them mastered. Like, how can I write the contract to say if that beat gets sold and becomes a hit, how do I get royalties off that? Like, those are the details.
Do you have an entertainment attorney?
Entertainment attorney.
You have to have an entertainment attorney. You need a lawyer to draw up real contracts, okay? Sir, it seems like you're starting from the very beginning. So what I'm going to do is hold on the line. I'm going to give you some information, but it's a lot of work, and don't just jump into it thinking it's going to just happen like that. You really have to sit and plan things out. I know we see stories all the time. We think success happened overnight. Never happens like that.
Yeah, I know it's not overnight. You know, I've been going. I'm 35. I bought my first house at 24. I've been investing for 10, 12 years. I'm just ready. I feel like at 35, I need to put another 10 or 15 into myself instead of into, maybe like a corporate building. I just doing this, side hustle. Everything's legit. You know, I ain't talking about doing nothing illegal. Police can't come take nothing out of
here. No, and I love that, Russell. Hold on the line. I love that you're passionate about something. I'm just trying to give you some advice so that you don't waste time, you don't waste money, and that you don't get disappointed if things don't happen the way that you anticipate them to happen. Hold on the line, okay?
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee? Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Bruno Mars. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi, can I see Anonymous?
Okay, Anonymous, what's your question for Yee?
So, I haven't been with my ex for 3 years, and last week I was home. It was late at night, and all of a sudden I hear a banging on the door. And I let it go because I was watching a Lifetime movie. And then
I feel you on that. Lifetime movies, you mean into
for real. Then I heard the door open. Still thought it was a Lifetime movie because my dogs weren't moving. Then I keep hearing it, and I didn't know what to do. So I live with my mom. We both were scared. We had no clue what to do. And then I went to the door. It ended up being him.
Who's
and
him?
I don't know.
Your ex from 3 years ago?
Yes.
Okay.
Just banging on the door, not belligerent, but just acting out of character. And I ended up letting him in, but I'm not really sure what to do at this point because now my mom's scared, I'm scared, he's going to come back, and we don't really know what to do.
So you want your ex-boyfriend from 3 years ago back, and he was acting erratically when he came banging on your door unannounced in the middle of the night?
Right.
But you do?
No, I don't want him back. Oh. I don't want him back.
So,
no. But, like, what if he comes back?
Do you feel like you're in danger?
Yeah, the way he came in my house.
Then I think you need to go to the police department and file a restraining order.
Even if I let him in, though?
I mean, you did let him in, but your security's going to come back, right? And you don't want him to.
Mm-hmm.
And you're frightened for what could potentially happen. You have to take those things very seriously. If you have some type of intuition that's telling you this could be a dangerous situation, don't risk that. Make sure you go to the police department, file a police report. That way they'll be monitoring your house. He'll get served with those papers, and he'll know he'll get arrested and go to jail if he tries to bother you again. He has to know that you're serious and you mean business.
Okay. I thought since I let him in, like, they wouldn't even
Oh, my God. No. You are absolutely, you did nothing wrong. Don't feel like you did anything wrong. Don't let him in again. But you were caught off guard, and you did something that now, looking back, you're like, I shouldn't have done that. And you're not going to do it again. And in order to make sure that you want to protect yourself and protect your mom and protect your house, go file that police report so that he knows that you're serious. So he knows, I don't want you coming here again. It's not fun and games. Mm-hmm. You'll go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I mean, I try to understand why he was there, and he just wouldn't tell me. And, like, that makes me even more scared.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't even let me know, like, why you showed up. And it's not even about, like, you know, wanting to be together or not. It's just, like, you don't show up at somebody's house like that after 3 years. And how we broke up was terrible. So it wasn't like he was welcome back in my house.
Listen, honey, go with your intuition. I had to file a restraining order against somebody before. It's not a fun thing to do at all. It's not but it is a very simple process. You just file the paperwork. They have to show up in court, and the judge will decide whether or not he's going to keep that restraining order or whether it'll get thrown out. If he doesn't show up, you will have a restraining order. If he does and he's still acting erratically and you feel like you're in any sort of danger, you will have a restraining order, and he's not supposed to come there anymore. And if he does, you call the police, and he knows he's going to jail.
All right. It sounds good.
But protect yourself. Take it seriously and listen to your intuition. I promise you.
Yeah, I'm listening to it because he also knows, like, where I park for work and things like that. So I'm just like, you just never know. After 3 years, if you pop up, you never know when you can pop up again.
All right. Well, listen, be safe. First and foremost, be safe. If you know something's not right, then it's not right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Mama. Good luck. Be very careful. All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her at any time. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about Jay-Z. Find out what made him cry tears of joy on the David Letterman My Guest Needs No Introduction show that's going to air on Friday.
All right. Rumors next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
So we're getting all amped up for the Netflix show My Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman. It's going to come on April 6th. And Jay-Z is going to be on that day. Now, he talks about in another clip that's been released, his crying when his mom confessed that she was in love with another woman. Check it out.
For my mother to have to live as someone that she wasn't and hide and, like, protect her kids and didn't want to embarrass her kids. And, you know, for all this time and for her to sit in front of me and tell me, I think I love someone. I mean, I really cried. That's a real story. Like, I cried because I was so happy for her that she was free. This has happened 8 months ago when the album was being made. Like, she just told me. It was like I made the song the next day.
That's dope.
Yeah, so this is a beautiful thing. It was tears of happiness. Here's more of Jay-Z with David Letterman.
This is when you learned your mother was gay?
No, I knew, but this was the first time we had the conversation.
First time you had the conversation.
And the first time I heard her say she loved her partner.
Yeah.
She said, like, I feel like, she didn't even, she held that little bit back still.
Yeah.
She didn't say, I'm in love. Yeah. She said, I feel like I love someone. And I just, I cry. I don't even believe in crying because you're happy. I don't even know what that is.
For her freedom.
That's right.
For her being able to feel like she could.
I don't even believe in crying because you're happy. Have I ever had tears of joy? I don't think I've ever had tears of joy.
None of your kids were born?
No.
You didn't cry when your baby was born?
No.
Oh, well, I did.
Well, I might be a sociopath.
All right, Tyra Banks, she has a new book. It's called Perfect is Boring. And she wrote it with her mom, Tyra, and her mama. 10 Things My Crazy Fierce Mama Taught Me About Beauty, Booty, and Being a Boss. So they co-wrote it back and forth. She said she would be nowhere without Mama Carolyn London's Tell It Like It Is advice. So if you guys want to check out that book, if you're a big fan of Tyra, Perfect is Boring. All right, Meek Mill, what's going on with what the judge is saying, the reason why she's keeping him in jail? Well, Judge Denise Brinkley has filed documents explaining why she rejected his motion to get a hearing and be released from prison on bail. She said it's deadlines. Meek's request would have needed to be filed a year after his original 2009 sentence became final. But of course, he didn't file until 2018 because his team didn't know about the police corruption scandal until just recently. And that's what the problem is. So she's going really strictly by the books on this one.
This is crazy.
Yeah. She also says Meek has repeatedly admitted his guilt in court to the gun and drug charges that he originally faced. And there's nothing special about his situation. She said post-sentencing bail should only be granted in exceptional cases for compelling reasons. So even if the cop was a dirty cop, it doesn't make this an exceptional case, is basically what she's saying. Now, Meek Mill's attorney has told TMZ, we have never seen such vindictiveness and disregard for the law at this level. Judge Brinkley will not be able to hide her conduct from the scrutiny of appellate courts, the justice system overall, and the common sense and decency of the people of Pennsylvania and the U.S.
She's consistent, boy. She's not going to let him slide for nothing. She's going to take this all the way as far as she can go.
Only thing Meek can do at this point is his time. Just exercise, read books, come out a better person.
But I'm sure it's important to him and to his lawyer to really just expose what's been happening to
absolutely
him with the corrupt police officers and
absolutely
the judge having.
But guess what? It don't seem to be working.
All right, and Bobby Brown, the Bobby Brown story is coming to BET. And here's what Bobby Brown had to say to allhiphop.com.
It's going to start pretty early, and then it's going to go into the times when I was put out a new audition, and then it's going to go to the times when, you know, I was married to Whitney Houston. Then it's going to go to my life right now with my wife, Alicia. You see me and Alicia meet, and we were only friends, but now to be in love with this woman and to be married to this woman is something totally different from any other relationship that I've had.
All right, so I'm looking forward to seeing that movie. I know we all are.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, shout to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Now, today is MLK 50. And because of that, we're going to start the mix with some positivity. All positive, right? That's how we're going to start the mix. So get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.